we are recording. And I'll go ahead and ask you, how did this all come about? I mean, is Scott and White's just growing like a wildfire around here now?
Well, Scott and White definitely believes in healthcare should take place in the local communities, and they've made a commitment to the Bryan College Station. But we've really had a master plan to develop more clinics way before even the hospital was considered. Our newest clinic on Arrington Road is really, if you put the clinics close to where growth and people live, then people like having their health care close by. So the next place we looked is where can we put another clinic to support the Brazos Valley and Bryan. There's a lot of good growth occurring in the Bryan area, so we thought right there on Highway 6 and Boonville Road, a new clinic would definitely be needed, and we're excited to have this clinic open in the spring of 2013.
And if you would, talk about when is groundbreaking, what's the construction timeline, things like that.
Sure, absolutely. You know, construction is a loose timeline until you actually put that shovel in the ground. We are finalizing plans for the clinic right now. We hope to break ground for the new clinic in the month of October, and then we hope to have completion where we're seeing our first patient probably in May to June time frame of 2013.
I know that when the Arrington Road Clinic opened, that some of the doctors at the University Drive Clinic moved their practices out there. Is that the game plan for Bryan, or are you looking at adding more physicians?
It's going to be both. We're going to take an existing provider from our clinic there on University Drive and Dr. Biles, and he will relocate and be our flagship doctor, our established physician in that clinic, and then we'll add a new physician as well as another new provider, probably a physician assistant to complement both doctors. But in addition to having the family medicine side of things, we're also going to open a new outpatient physical therapy clinic. We really think it's important to be able to provide outpatient therapy services to the community of Bryan. If it was my daughter who needed physical therapy 2 or 3 days a week and I lived in Bryan, it'd be so much nicer to have that Scott and White presence right there in Bryan versus having to drive all the way down to what will be our new physical therapy location after the hospital opens there at Rock Prairie Road.
Since the Arrington Clinic is so new as well, kind of compare what the Bryan Clinic is to the Arrington Road in size and services, things like that.
Very close size, the Arrington Road as well as the Bryan Clinic. Right now on Arrington Road, we have 4 providers there that are providing family medicine services. At our Bryan Clinic, we'll have 3 providers, so real close to the same number of providers. We also are building the Bryan Clinic where a 4th provider can be added when that need does occur. At our Arrington Road Clinic, we have a pharmacy down there, but we here in Bryan, we've decided to put an outpatient therapy practice with having physical therapy services to deliver rehabilitation in our Bryan Clinic.
And I notice you're going to offer laboratory services as well, so if you need to get some blood work drawn, that's got to be convenient.
Absolutely, yes. Definitely going to have laboratory services in our Bryan Clinic, and then if there's anything that needs to go beyond what a clinic can do, then when our new hospital opens, we'll have a full panel of labs that can be done right down the road there on Highway 6 at our new hospital. And I would be remiss if I didn't tell you that our new hospital is ahead of schedule, and we will see our first patient actually August 1st of next year.
How is that determined, who the first patient is going to be?
Well, you know, healthcare is both planned and unplanned. And from a surgery standpoint, you know, there'll be schedules that'll be, people will be determined that they need surgery, and if they need surgery and it occurs on August 1st, then we'll schedule them for surgery, and that'll be determined. But also, whatever time we decide to open on August 1st, which will be sometime that morning, if an emergency occurs and they show up in our hospital, then that may be the first patient. So we have to be determined who will be the first patient, but we're excited to be able to open the doors of the hospital and take care of the greater Brazos Valley.
And I'm assuming once you get kind of settled in there, you'll have a big grand opening and want people to come take a look around?
Absolutely. Actually, we haven't picked a date yet, but we're going to have a big grand opening for the community where before we actually start seeing patients, they'll be able to come through and tour the hospital, see spaces of the hospital that, you know, otherwise they might not be able to have access to once we open the doors. And this hospital is not Scott and White's hospital. It's the community's hospital. We're excited to be able to open the doors, and we expect that to occur sometime in the month of July of next year.
One of the questions, my wife and I don't live too far from there, and one of the questions that we had as we were driving past one day, obviously the exterior work, there's a lot of exterior work that's completed, but the interior work, I can only imagine what has to go into building the interior of a hospital. Now, once the construction crews clear out and they say, okay, we're done here, what sort of cleaning and disinfecting has to be done for a sterile environment like that?
Well, there's services that are out there that make sure, part of the contract with the general contractors, to make sure that the environment is definitely clean and ready to deliver patient care. But there's also testing that has to take place, and we come in and make sure that the air, the surfaces are clean and ready to deliver patient care. Scott & Weiss stands by behind putting the highest quality, safest health care out there, and this hospital will be right there delivering that high standard of health care.
It's just a fascinating concept to me. I think about what it takes just to clean my house sometimes. I wouldn't want to have to clean up after construction crew at a brand new hospital.
No, there's many, many layers that will take place, and also the construction crew, part of them will stay on the ground here with us for several months after we open the hospital just to make sure everything's going like it should be.
Outstanding. Anything else regarding the clinic or the hospital you want to add?
I just wanted that this clinic was a part of a master plan that we've always had. It's not something that we just added. And second, that the hospital is opening ahead of schedule.
Outstanding. Jason, thanks for your time, man.
I appreciate it. Have a great afternoon.